Shall we unite singing Silent Night, Holy Night at this time? Let everyone sing, please. Everybody sing. Blessed Lord, who has caused all scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of the Holy Word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in our Savior Jesus Christ. Let us say, Amen. The Lord's Prayer. shall we stand and continue by reading Psalter 619, entitled Glory Be to God on High. 619. God is spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Glory be to God on high.
God is light. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ.
Glory be to God on high.
God is power. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint.
Glory be to God on high.
God is love. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us.
Glory be to God on high.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
There's This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice, let us rejoice, let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the house, this is the house, this is the house that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice, let us rejoice, let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Let's sing now. Let's sing. Chapter that my son read from Reverend Hamby, second chapter of St. Matthew, the first of the Synoptic Gospels. We're going to use, as the Lord has given us, half of the sixth verse, the ninth verse. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. We'll entertain you with this subject, the shining and brightest star. The shining and brightest star. In our present world today, we have myriad and promiscuous stars of many endeavors. Can I get a witness? We have stars on the athletic field. We have stars in the entertainment world. And we have many other stars in the political and religious world. But may we veraciously tell you that the shining and the brightest star of all is the Lord Jesus. Amen. You may ask, what is to shine? It is to emit light and to be radiant and to reflect light. It is to extinguish oneself in some sphere as relates to outstanding and excellent. It is brightness, sometimes made to shine. A star, my dear beloved, is a celestial object consisting of self-luminous. Any of these celestial bodies that shines and reflects at night. It is a graphic design with radiating points, most of the time 5 points. In the same context of our subject, it can be the protagonist, our leading individual, our object in myriad ways. The brightest is the most reflecting and remitting more light plus intelligence. Hail, holy light, offspring of heaven firstborn, by Milton. Light is the shadow of God, Plato. Light is the symbol of truth, J.R. Lowell. My dear beloved, at the present time in this present world stands vastly in the need of spiritual and divine guardians. We have heard and we know about the uprising and the controversy in Panama and still Afghanistan and Romania at the present time, and other myriad conflicts finds the celebrating of our Lord's birthday, the world, truthfully to tell you, is in a terrible mess. Can I get a witness? Right. Amen. And we're in it. You may say, well, I don't have anything to do with it, but you're in it. And it's hard to find and contemplate where the next outbreak will begin. Oh yes. And we are in the vast need of spiritual and divine guidance. Men have proved to this deteriorating society they possess not the intelligence, philosophical, intellectual, or spiritual knowledge to rescue a depraved society. Sinking in despair and in desperation, estranged and alienated from the Lord, with no little desire to look up and to trust Him and to live this day, December the 25th, 1989, the year of our Lord. People are trying hard, but they're doing it feebly, to live without guidance and directions. Can I get a witness? To go somewhere, church, you've got to know where you go. Huh? And if you don't know where you're going, you have to ask somebody. Amen. Amen. The countenance of people are very low. Their spirits seemingly are weak. Low in spirituality of any at all. When Jesus is our given shining star, our living example and master, Lord and Redeemer, with all of the answers and all of the problems that we have, he is the answer. But we find on the birthday of our Lord that people with little desire to look up and to trust him and live. People don't want to do that. My brethren and my sisters, not only was it a cold night in the city of David, Bethlehem of Judea, that shepherds gathered around a little fire trying to keep warm, watching over their flock by night, communing with one another, and all of a sudden, a voice from the heavens saying, "Be not afraid. Lo, I'm with you." Calling the signals as a quarterback would call on a football team. Follow the star, the brightest star that you see in the heaven. And oh Lord, it will guide you and direct you where the young king is lying. And not only that, you shall find him, my Lord. Not in a penthouse, not in a castle, not in the Holiday Inn or the Howard Johnson. You will find him lying in a manger. Witness? Not dressed up as you are today, but in ragged clothes. I'm going to put it in a plain and simple terminology. Clothes that, oh Lord, that we would contribute to the Salvation Army. Coming to the world as the one of the greatest preceptors or teachers that the world has ever known, as God's gift to mankind. You know one thing, church? Now, isn't this a miracle? Even before the incarnation telling men how to go. Not in the world yet, telling men how to find the young child and where he would be laid. By a directional star, follow it, and you shall find the newborn king. And then the old kings had, the word had gotten out that a new king was going to be born, and they began to get afraid of their kingdom. He began to get uneasy. But I could hear Jesus many years after his birth, after he achieved manhood, he said on one explicit occasion, "My kingdom, O Lord, is not of this world." You can have your kingdom. Do you hear me? I'm not interested in your little kingdoms. I'm going to establish a kingdom
derived from God that your kingdom cannot match.
In no way. I don't want your little throngs, Herod and the Agrippas and Cyrenius and Caesar. I'm not interested in your little throngs. I'm going to establish a kingdom of my own. And I'm going to present to the world a new religion
that is called Christianity, where everybody can be saved, where everybody, oh Lord, can be redeemed, converted, or born again.
Three men from the East, astrologers, call the wise men bringing gifts, oh Lord,
to the newborn. This is where we get the idea or conceive the conception of giving. At this time of the year, it makes no difference how you intend to reject it. We have many Scrooges in the world, but I don't care how you try to get around it, your heart is going to become that of a benevolent heart at this time of the year. Can we get a witness?
Well, I hear a lot of people say, I'll be glad when it's come and gone, and I'm not going to do all this like I did last year, but I have many witnesses back there. I'm encompassed by a great crowd of witnesses. In my house, all of my children will be here today, and you can't hardly get in the living room. We're not going to do this next year, and every year it gets worse and worse. It's all right. Nothing wrong. You give.
But the best gift that you can give the Lord or anybody is yourself.
Is that right?
That is the best gift you can give anybody is the self.
Jesus was our best gift. God gave him, according to John 3:16,
he didn't just say God loved the world. God so
loved the world, emphatically speaking. Not by impolitic or impetuous demand, but out of love, he gave him to us that we may be saved. On our way to hell, the plan of salvation had not been laid, had not been given by none of the early prophets, or the minor prophets, or the writing prophets, or none of the prophets until Jesus came. Jesus is the only one that had a plan of salvation. Follow the star. Where is he that is born King of the Jews, interrogatively speaking? For we have seen, O Lord, his star in the east, and we have come to worship him. Oh, I wish people all over the world could see enough in us that would be conducive for them to see Jesus and constrain and induce them to wake up and come out of their state of complacency and to do more for the Lord. You know, church, if members could just come together often for a little while, not only to praise and worship, but to magnify and glorify the name of the Lord and to thank him for his uncountless blessings. There are many folks today, we'll be through in a moment, that are standing in the need of divine leadership. Amen. Amen. I'm not the greatest politician in the world. Don't you see our political leaders are falling by the way? This is why Jesus said, my kingdom is not a political kingdom. You've got to have something that is for
that far transcends any earthly sphere, a being that moves and have its being as you and I have in the world. You can't put your trust in the world or in political leadership, as a lot of folk have most of their lives in political arena, and they don't come alive until you start talking politics. And every day they're falling. By the way, every day. But we have a shining star that transformed from the lights, astrologically speaking, and to a newborn babe to lead us and to shine before us as an example of God, that we may have a right to the tree of life. It was Herod's desire, he said, to know where the young child lay, but for another reason. I think you know that reason. He didn't come there to worship him. Herod had something else up his sleeve. So he sent some wise men to search for the young child. You know, thinking that the newborn king would upset him. You know, that's the trouble with a lot of people today. There are a lot of jealousies in the world. Amen. Amen. Thinking that some new person with some new ideas may come and wreck my little thing that I have going. Huh? This is what they thought about Jesus. I don't want him to come. I'm the king. You don't need another king. I'm the king. But you didn't know that Jesus was the king.